Once you have, I imagine, it doesn't say this in the text, I imagine that Peter said this a little more boldly. See, once you make one denial, doesn't it come a little more easy to deny a second time? The cracks are spreading. The foundation is going. And then we have a third denial here in verses 26 through 27. This comes from a relative of Malchus, actually, the man who had his ear cut off. He says, I saw you in the garden with Jesus. And it doesn't even say the response, really. It just says that the rooster crowed. And you see what happened was the foundation that Peter had. All those claims became crashing down with his third denial of Jesus. I don't think Peter on the day of John chapter 18 said, today I'm going to deny Jesus. It was just that cracks formed. Dear friends, what kind of claims do we make as Christians? We make extraordinary claims. We make a claim in confirmation that we will be faithful to the faith that we are confirmed in, even unto death. That's a claim. We make claims to people that we love, that we will be by their side no matter what. We make claims all the time to, and we make claims in marriage. I do, I will. The easy part is the claim. The hard part is following through. And when we fail once, it's a crack, but then the second time's a bigger crack. And the third crack, guess what comes into our hearts? The G word. Guilt. We feel bad. Dear friends, Jesus came to get rid of guilt in our lives. He's here. And he wants to get rid of guilt. The big problem with guilt, if you can fast forward the slide, Seamus, is this. This is the thing that stalls people out. Guilt makes people go backwards. It keeps people in that moment of sin, in that moment, that season where they went south. You know, Peter could have stayed in his past in John chapter 18. But Jesus sought him out. And what Jesus wanted to do was to push, and not just push, but move gently Peter forward into the future. The encounter of Jesus is interesting. We have another fire here. This is described in John chapter 21 when Jesus meets Peter. And you're not really sure what's going on when you hear this moment when Jesus gets rid of the guilt inside of Peter. There are a couple details that are really interesting. One is Jesus meets Peter at a charcoal fire. There's only one other moment in the entire Bible where there's a charcoal fire. Guess where? John chapter 18. What's Jesus doing? Is he causing Peter to worry more about what he had done? Is that the kind of God that we have that wants us to be gripped with fear? Three times Jesus says to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And you might get the thought that Peter is calling, that Jesus is calling Peter back to the three times that he denied him. And so the thought might be, is Jesus trying to get Peter to feel worse about what he'd done? Was Jesus putting on a guilt trip and calling Peter backwards? What do you think? No. Jesus was moving people forward, moving Peter forward. He says this, feed my lambs, Peter. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. The guilt is gone. Jesus restores Peter. That's the kind of forgiveness and movement Jesus wants for every single person here gathered for worship today. Jesus doesn't want to call you back so you feel worse about what you've done. He wants to eliminate guilt completely through the forgiveness that he offers. One more slide real quick, Seamus, if you could. Here are five questions that you can wake up every day and ask yourself to see if you're moving backwards or forwards in life. Number one, great easy questions. Number one, Do you tend to move forwards or backwards in life? Pause for a moment. Do you go back to something that causes pain, or do you move forward? Good question. Question number two, are you still angry with yourself about something? That moment you said something, that moment that you hurt a relative, are you still resentful toward yourself about anything? Number four, is there something from your past that keeps you moving forward? And number five, has God changed you with a clear call in your life that you're avoiding? In other words, avoiding moving forward, staying backwards. Jesus doesn't want us to go backwards. He doesn't want us to be gripped with fear and guilt for what we've done. Jesus doesn't wait for us to clean up our acts to offer forgiveness. He doesn't wait for us to overcome temptation. That's really good news. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says this, God shows his love to us that while we were still sinners, in other words, we were sinning, Christ Jesus died for us. And by doing that, he moves us forward. Friends, maybe the most important thing we do at peace is to take this forgiveness that we receive and launch other people with the forgiveness we offer them. So that's why we pray every Sunday here at church, Lord, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You have a tremendous power. Jesus is behind it, and the Holy Spirit is yours. And you never know, you may launch someone to do amazing things in the future. Think of Peter. His low point in John chapter 18, he was the one who delivered the sermon on Pentecost Day. Think of Peter. He wrote two books of the New Testament after what had happened in John chapter 18. Remember the story of Black Bart? Let's go back to that as I close out. Black Bart was the villain and the outlaw of the Wild Wild West that everyone was fearful and agonized about. They discovered that actually Black Bart, he didn't even know how to ride a horse. He was so scared. Black Bart didn't even load his rifle. His rifle and all the burglaries was empty, actually. They discovered he was just nothing to be fearful of at all. See guilt the same way. Does guilt terrorize us? Yes. Does guilt point a finger at us and accuse us? Yes. Guilt has no power in your life. The enemy has been taken on by Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray about that, and then we'll continue with our worship service today. Dear Lord, we oftentimes sing a song here at church, In Christ Alone. And as we think about that song, we think about a phrase, no fear in life. No fear in life. And Lord, we pray that we would have that. And we also pray that you would rid us of guilt as well. That would not plague us, but that we would just experience that freedom, be launched to move forward in life, to accomplish what you want in sharing this forgiveness with other people so that others can be launched too in a new direction. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.